the next president. Hopefully I'll be the next president. But we're here now.
The Supreme Court vacancy so close to an election is bringing back flashbacks to 2016.
Former President Obama, he said this 4.5 years ago when the Republicans refused to hold a hearing or an up or down vote on Merrick Garland, they invented the principle that the Senate shouldn't fill an open seat on the Supreme Court before a new president was sworn in.
Fox's Kevin Cork, President Obama went on to say rules should be applied with consistency. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some comfortable temperatures on this last official weekend of summer. Rain chances are small, 20% at most this evening and tonight, but pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Sunday's high in the mid to upper 70s. I think we're dry, partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the 50s on Sunday and Monday nights. Fall officially begins on Tuesday. And we're closely monitoring more mischief in the Gulf of Mexico. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We were talking about, we're going to talk about Bigfoot. You said there was a sighting in Butler County?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
You know any details?
Well, I know a few details. I heard the story about a week and a half ago, and the guy that actually it was two guys that spotted him. It was a father mm-hmm. and a son that spotted it, and it was off If I can remember correctly, I think it was off the exit, like going to Georgiana,
mm-hmm.
that one. And and it was standing beside a speed limit sign on the interstate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was nearly as tall as the speed limit sign.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's tall.
Yeah, it is. And
10 feet?
It was in the order of what the guys was saying. It was in the order of 8 to 9 feet.
Gotcha.
And it was covered with covered with hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it stood there, you know, as they passed by. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah.
I guess they've gotten accustomed to seeing cars, you know, on the road.
Oh, sure.
And they know they can't. Know that most people are not going to stop anyway.
True.
It's kind of like deer, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they come out and they do what they're going to do and not paying you any attention.
No, and they're hoping that you don't pay them any attention.
Right, and the guy and the two guys they didn't actually tell anybody about the story until late this summer, and they saw it at the beginning of the summer. I mean, what good are they going to do now?
That's normal, because people you know, think about it. They get home, they think about what they saw, and they start questioning their own sanity. And the last thing they want to do is to say something that will make people question their sanity. So they clam up.
Right.
The story that I'm about to tell, same thing. But go ahead.
But Barron had this story, too.
Really?
Barron Coleman. Yeah, Barron Coleman told it, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And I got to give, speaking of Barron, I got to give Greg credit. Somebody called his show, maybe it was last week, maybe a week before, and had some very bad things to say about Barron, and Greg cut him off. Greg said, I'm not going to sit here and talk about former employees of this station, former radio hosts. And I thought, good for you, Greg. That's good. That's a good thing to do. I really appreciated Greg saying that. That was a good thing. Like I said, I've been working on my little tiny home, and I've been listening to podcasts, and I ran across, it was one of those deals where YouTube was cycling through on its own after what I was listening to ended, and it went to a hunting podcast. Now, I'm not a hunter. Never have been, not really. And this guy's talking about a guy that he knows. He said he wants to remain anonymous. Him and his buddy went to a spot where they had been tracking a big deer, and I'm not sure what state this is in, but they went up on top of like a big hill where there was a big rock, and they sat up there and waited on this buck to come out. And he said they saw a couple of doe, and then finally the big guy came out, and they were getting ready to shoot, and they heard the loudest screech they've ever heard in their lives. Made the hair stand up on their backs. And they looked down, and there was what they called a baby Bigfoot, maybe 100 yards. He's looking at him through a scope, maybe 100 yards down, 4 feet tall, covered in hair, and a little thing sitting there squalling. So they're like, what in the world? So they clamber down, kind of ease toward him. Then they hear another screech behind them. it's a mama and daddy Bigfoot pair screaming at them. Apparently didn't want them to mess with the kid. And I get that, right? So they're like freaking out. Well, they watch the big daddy Bigfoot thing starts coming towards them. Well, the guy levels his rifle at him and he stops. And there's like a little standoff thing, and he throws a rocket trying to run the Bigfoot thing off while he's not intimidated. Make a long story short, they wound up killing the big, well, they fired several rounds from 30 caliber hunting rifles into the Bigfoot. That guy guesstimated 6 rounds into it and dropped it. They took off running. Well, when they went back to see if it was not there, they found some blood trails and they found some hair, but they didn't find any of the Bigfoot. And I hate that. I hate that they killed one of them. To be honest with you, they'd probably be put in jail if they could prove they killed one.
Yeah, to be put in prison.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No,
but
you can't do that because
they're protected.
They recently did legislation to protect
them. You know, how can you deny something exists and then pass legislation to protect it? Does that make any sense?
They know.
I know. Yeah. I'm being facetious. Of course they know.
You know,
there's so much.
Just read Teddy Roosevelt's diaries. He'll tell you they're real.
Who's?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, really? Yeah. He ran across some of them.
Oh, that's why he used to hunt so much, you know, so he could run across them. He actually killed one, though.
Wow. How about that? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's Rough Rider Teddy.
Rough Rider Teddy.
There you go.
And he also killed one of those giant anacondas, too.
Ooh. Yeah, he was a hunter, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And the artist's conception of that snake, he had him standing beside it.
Mm-hmm.
The thick part of that snake body was up to his knee. Thickest part, yeah.
So this, you're talking about something that could consume a cow.
Right, uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said it was in the order of 40, maybe 50 feet long.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Let me throw this in before we hit this short break. Law enforcement officials recently foiled what appears to be an assassination attempt that targeted President Donald Trump via a package containing the poison ricin, according to a law enforcement report. CNN reported the package was addressed to Donald Trump and was intercepted by authorities. 2 tests were done to confirm the presence of ricin. How about that? All mail for the White House is sorted and screened at an off-site facility before reaching the White House. Thank God. How about that? Yeah, well, they're going to try everything they can to get him out of power. If it means killing him, they're going to try to kill him.
Yeah, that ain't the only one. You know, people having dreams and visions about that, about, you know, the deep state making attempts against his life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Secret Service agents, you know, being shot and, you know.
Yeah.
These dreams are vivid, you know.
The Bible tells us that dreams are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Visions and dreams. And we're about at that point. You know, the official treaty was signed, as I understand it, this past week between Israel and several of the Arab nations. So does that usher in the Great Tribulation? Are we waiting on the third temple to be built? You know, kind of where are we right now?
Well, I mean, the temple is being built, you know,
as we speak.
And I was trying to figure out, you know, where were they building it, because I didn't see any evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I found out they're building it up under the... Up on the rock, the dome of the rock.
Dome of the rock. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And at some point in time, you know, the lid's going to come off of that thing, and and the temple is going to come up, you know, through that.
Mm-hmm.
And
here we go.
It's basically a hybrid temple, you know, because all of them were going to worship in there, all of them, because it's on the same site as the Muslim temple.
And I got to tell you, like I was trying to explain to David and them, the Muslim savior, the 12th Imam, is the biblical Antichrist. So we're kind of diametrically opposed in our belief system. So when the Pope embraced and kissed one of the Muslim leaders, that was a sign. That should have told you right there where he stands. And it's not on the side of God, folks. I'm sorry, it's not. It can't be. Just think about that. All right, 3-minute break. This is Clearing the Air. We'll be back.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the Loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a Loch.
Yeah, lake, Loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Are you making a mistake that will ruin your retirement? Here's David J. Scranton, founder of the Retirement Income Store.
I'm David Scranton. When it came time for my mom to retire, one simple mistake forced her to work years longer than she should have. And that's why I started the Retirement Income Store, to help hardworking Americans 55 and over plan for the retirement they deserve. I couldn't help my mom, but maybe I can help you.
Call the Retirement Income Store at 866-977-6434 and we'll send you our free retirement income kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's Amazon best-selling book, The Retirement Income Story. Plus, you'll be invited to enjoy a no-obligation conversation with an income specialist. So call 866-977-6434. That's 866-977-6434.
The Retirement Income Store.
Where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, your intrepid host, Terry Adams. An egomaniac with an inferiority complex. I'm going to give you some notes and quotes real quick. Founding Father Samuel Adams said, "If ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin." I would say we're at that point right now, Samuel Adams. Now, I'm going to read you a bunch of RFK Jr. tonight because he seems to be a real patriot, as he seems to retake the medical authority power structure in America. Not just in America, but globally. First quote from RFK Jr. "Point a finger at that source of their fear and you can make human beings do anything you want. You can make them go to slaughter like sheep. You can always make them obey." "You cannot have an empirical nation abroad and a democracy at home." That's a pretty good statement there. Then he says, "My very narrow purpose in starting the Children Health Defense was to address this problem and to get vaccines properly safety tested, because if they're not safety tested, no one can tell you with any medical authority whether that vaccine is injuring more people than it's saving." RFK Jr. As we continued on with this advocacy, it became very clear that there were other problems as well. There were problems with the corruption in our political system. The pharmaceutical companies had not only corrupted our politicians with huge amounts of lobbying money, they had captured the agencies that are supposed to protect Americans from public health threats. And he goes on to list the CDC, as I have been telling you since I came online, the FDA and the HHS. They have captured the press in our country by huge influxes of advertising dollars, which had neutralized the press. They had effectively subverted American democracy by neutralizing all of those institutions that the founding fathers of our nation had created to stand between a greedy corporation and a vulnerable child. The Congress had been corrupted. The regulatory agencies were captured. They had become the sock puppets for the industry they're supposed to regulate, while the press had been sidelined. And worst of all, they passed a law in our country in 1986 that gave pharmaceutical companies complete immunity from liability. So there was no incentive for any of those companies to make vaccines safe. If we win the battle in just one nation, the United States, we're still going to lose it globally. So we need people of goodwill, people who have courage, people who have a nonconformist way of thinking, who understand that we're being lied to, that the entire political structure today is saturated in pharmaceutical propaganda. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. He also said, What we know is that we're not being dealt with honestly. We're being told this is the science, but it's an appeal to authority. It's science because Tony Fauci and Bill Gates tell us that it's science. We want to see the studies. We want to see the studies on hydrochloroquine. We want to see the studies on whether the lockdown is killing more people than the coronavirus. We want to see real science and real risk assessment. My father told me when I was a child, people in authority lie. If we're going to continue to live in a democracy, we need to understand that people in authority lie. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking, folks. People in authority will abuse every power that we relinquish to them. And right now, we're giving them the power to micromanage every single aspect of our lives. 24 hours a day, they're going to know where we are. They're going to know the money that we spend. They're going to have access to our children. They're going to have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. Then he goes on to say, we all pledged we would never again impose unwanted medical interventions on human beings without informed consent, Kennedy said. Yet in 2 years, all of that conviction has suddenly disappeared. People are walking around in masks when the science has not been explained to them. They're simply doing what they're told. These government agencies are orchestrating obedience. And it's not democratic. It's not the product of democracy. It's the product of a pharmaceutically driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocryphal forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives and ruining our children. The launch of this organization, Children's Health Defense, in Europe is a beachhead. It's an announcement to the world that we are not going to take it anymore. We are building institutions to fight your institutions. We have global institutions, and now we have a global institution. We're not going to let you take our democracy away. We're not going to let you take our health away. We're not going to let you take our freedoms away. We're not going to let you take our children away. Wow. Folks, if you're like me, and most of you probably are, why else would you listen? You probably grew up detesting Teddy Kennedy, which would be the uncle of the one I just read you. You know, Chappaquiddick, Mary Jo Kopechne, I'm sure that old chestnut, we all know what happened there. Instead of him seeking help for the woman drowning in his overturned car, he escaped, swam to safety, waited till the next day to bother mentioning to authorities that there was probably someone in his car. Now, that's one sick POS that would do that. Now, whether it meant you were then caught cheating on your wife or not, this happened back when a human life actually meant something. And, you know, I despised him because of this event early in his political career. However, it was maybe 5 years ago that I stumbled upon a blog written by a former employee of the agency, and you know what I'm talking about. Once agency, always agency. In this blog, the former spook detailed how he and others were sent to set up this incident in Chappaquiddick, to drug Kennedy and the 28-year-old Mary Jo Kopechne, a worker in his brother Robert's presidential campaign, or the worker and the father of RFK Jr. I was just reading you about. I just quoted him. This event effectively ended any hope of Teddy being elected president of these United States of America. And I've despised him all these years, but perhaps this was done to him from the agency and it's not something of his own making. Something to think about. You never know what these people are, what they're capable of. We don't know. They're capable of some really sick stuff, folks. I ran across something earlier today. Let me see if I can find it here. And it has to do with math. You know, I love math. I didn't particularly care for it when I was in school, but it's the only real science we have. Listen to this. On September 23rd, 1998, NASA permanently lost contact with the Mars Climate Orbiter. It was supposed to go round and around the planet looking at the weather, but instead, it hit Mars at 5,000 miles an hour, exploding into tiny fragments.
Wow.
So it didn't go on to measure the weather. It became the weather, maybe for a few seconds. Anyway, an investigation later found that the disaster happened because engineers had used the wrong units. In other words, they didn't convert pound seconds into Newton seconds when doing their calculations. In other words, empirical, not metric. Now, remember, this was NASA, an organization not really known to be full of numbskulls. Now, you and I probably have no idea of the difference between a pound second and a Newton second. It's 0.067, by the way. I looked it up. But you would kind of hope that NASA would. In fact, I'm sure they do now, but they didn't then, so the figures came out wrong. The initial mistake was made. It was baked into all the figures for the launch and the orbit. Next thing you know, kaboom, it hits Mars. Believe it or not, a similar thing has happened with COVID. One type of fatality rate was substituted for another. The wrong rate was then used to predict the likely death rate, and as with NASA, no one picked up on the error. In order to understand what happened, you have to understand the difference between two medical terms that sound basically the same but are completely different, kind of like pound second or Newton second. Which fatality rate did you say? Well, first there's the infection fatality rate, known as the IFR. That's the total number of people who are infected by disease and the number of them who will die. This figure includes those who have no symptoms at all or only very mild symptoms, those who stayed at home, coughed a bit, and maybe watched outbreak. Then there's the case fatality rate, CFR. That's the number of people suffering serious symptoms who probably are ill enough and should be in the hospital. Clearly, people who are seriously ill, the cases, are going to have a higher mortality rate than those who are infected, many of whom don't even have any symptoms. Put simply, all cases are infections, but not all infections are cases, which means the CFR will always be higher than the IFR. Now, with influenza, the flu, the CFR is around 10 times as high as the IFR. Well, COVID seems to have a very similar proportion to it. Now, clearly, you do not want to get these figures mixed up. By doing so, you would either wildly overestimate or wildly underestimate the impact of COVID. But mix these figures up, they did. The error started here in America, but it didn't end there. In healthcare, the U.S. is very much the dog that wags the tail. The figures they came up with were used globally. The figures they came up with had COVID-19 classified as a pandemic, when in fact, the mortality rate was anything but pandemic-like. This is not a pandemic, folks. This is a plandemic. This is all being done to destroy the interior of America. It's all being done to destroy everything Donald Trump has accomplished in 3.5 years, everything he's had to fight through to get done. The economy was blowing and going. Boom, it's gone. The unemployment rate was lowest in history. Boom, it's gone. Everything he did, they've destroyed because of this BS plandemic. Everything. Don't you think it's time that we took our country back? Don't you think it's time that we stopped obeying these psychopaths? Take your mask off. Don't play the game with them, folks. Don't give them the satisfaction. They're lying to us. That's what they do. Liars lie. They're lying because they worship the father of all lies. They worship Satan. And if you think that's just a fairy tale, boy, howdy, are you naive. It's not.
No good.
It's not a fairy tale. Jesus Christ is not a fairy tale. None of these are fairy tales. See, they gave us the Bible. They didn't give us everything because they took a lot of it out. But we got the basic text of it in that Christ came, gave up his life so we could live forever. All we have to do is turn our lives over to him, repent of our sins, and boom, we're in the club, so to speak. That's the basic gist of the Bible. But there's so much more that identifies who our enemy is, how our enemy got to where he got, what he's doing to try to deceive us. All of that was in there, and they took it out, namely the book of Enoch, the oldest scriptural book we know of, so old that Moses read it, put it that way. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break. This is Clearing the Air. The postman sitting in with me, as always, my partner in crime, so to speak. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to be on the radio. And I want to thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate it. It's been a fun 6 years. It really has. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you. I'll be back. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to MyGuardianCU.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some comfortable temperatures on this last official weekend of summer. Rain chances are small, 20% at most this evening and tonight, but pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Sunday's high in the mid to upper 70s. I think we're dry, partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the 50s on Sunday and Monday nights. Fall officially begins on Tuesday. And we're closely monitoring more mischief in the Gulf of Mexico. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
welcome back to Clear in the Air. I was listening to a Kerry Cassidy interview with Robert David Steele, his former agency.
Oh, is that a new one?
Yeah. Have the transcript here. Steele says that 2.3 trillion Rumsfeld bothered to mention the day before 9/11, it was spent on the Secret Space Force. Kerry Cassidy said, no doubt about it. The bottom line is that we've had a secret space program going back to the days of Operation Paperclip, if you want to go back that far, but it actually goes back even to the 1930s.
Yeah.
So Truman was instrumental in that, as well as Dulles and various other players. So Project Camelot, at Project Camelot, our focus has been interviewing whistleblowers from above top secret who were talking about the secret space program. That's how we started 15 years ago. So we probably have the best stable of witnesses that are talking about their experiences in the secret space program. So Steele asked her, how many spaceships do we have that are far beyond the nonsense that NASA's pretending to launch? And Kerry says, well, I would not pretend to know. I can say that we have now, if I remember, something like 8 Orion-class spaceships. Orion-class spaceships, yeah. Which are, I guess, Captain Kirk, you know, Enterprise level.
Orion-class. And, you know, I mentioned that on the program.
How big are they? What do they look like?
An Orion-class starship is about 150, 200 foot tall. And
does it look like the Enterprise with the...
No, not exactly, but I'm sure they built the a rendition of the Constitution class by now, you know, the one that's on Star Trek, you know, because the technology is there, technology's been there, and the only thing is they just had to know how to put it together, you know, so it can so it can actually operate with a stable warp field.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's got to be stable enough to go through the actual cycle, you know.
I understand.
Right.
Well, Kerry says, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I was doing contract work in the aerospace community in Southern California. I was sent to Boeing, and I ended up being the executive assistant to someone whose entire project while I was working there. I was suddenly taken into top secret and was let go at that time. I was only there on a short-term basis. Anyway, it was a contract job. But I happened to be inside enough to know what happened because they were hired to build, at that time, basically an Enterprise-level ship. So that was within Boeing, and that was maybe 12 years ago. Well, actually, it has to be more than 15. I wasn't in Camelot at the time. RDS says, I've reviewed a number of books on the Secret Space Force, Michael Sala's book and William Tompkins, so on and so on. So where do you stand, or does your book, The Rebel Gene, talk about wormholes and teleportation as opposed to the real program? So Kerry says, okay, they aren't opposed to each other, so you cannot have a secret space program without using wormholes.
Right, exactly.
So the basics, it's all Tesla. It's what we call vortex or toroidal physics.
Right.
It's the basis for space travel. This is where people get into the idea that they think we're going to literally fly from here directly to the moon or Mars, when in reality, all we have to do is go through a portal, through what we know as a wormhole.
Right, or as they call it in the science books, an Einstein Rosen bridge.
There you go.
And you know, warp drive is obsolete, but I mean, it's necessary. You know, that is a drive system. You know, but if you can get one that can go transwarp, I mean. You know, just using the Star Trek lingo, because I mean, there's nothing else but that, because it fits, because it's real, folks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
Well, Kerry goes on and says, yes, and I guess it depends on how far you're going. And those logistics, Mark Richards, you've mentioned him many times, is one of my primary witnesses now, who I've interviewed for the last 5 years. I've got over 12 interviews. In fact, I'm about to turn all of those into a book so that people will have an easy reference. Let's see. And then RDS asked her, where are you on, for example, the Ishtar series and others? There's this report that the moon, which is said to be an artificial satellite, is starting to lose all of its original nuclear reactors, which at the time it was created were the most advanced technology, and the holographic image of the moon is going to fall apart, and the Schumann effect is going to go away. Where are you on the issue of the moon in the next 5 years? So Kerry says, I haven't heard that it was going to go away in the next 5 years, and this Ishtar information is not... It's hard to understand what she's saying. You sent me some links to it, and I did take a look at it. From my point of view, it's pretty remedial and quite harmless. I don't have any huge issues with it. I don't expect it to be completely accurate in every way either. As far as the moon's concerned, my understanding is that we have a base inside the moon, contrary to what I believe this particular body of thought has going on in it, and that we are still interacting with those beings, and that actually there are other beings that can commandeer certain areas of the moon. So if you want to go back as far as William Tompkins, which is only a few years ago, he was talking about how we landed on the moon during the space program. We had help. We know that. Werner von Braun said we had help. Mm-hmm. Camelot had been told that 15 years ago. So we didn't go the way we think we went. In other words, under our own volition, using this antiquated type of technology, but instead we had help from the ETs. When we finally got the William Tompkins testimony, he went into more detail as to what kind of relationship there was with these ET races, which is basically the Palladians on the one hand and the Reptilians on the other. And the Reptilians were sabotaging our program at the same time, seemingly attempting or telling us they were trying to help us. So when we landed on the moon, there's a famous drawing by William Tompkins, and I've talked about this on other interviews, that has a lineup of a bunch of Reptilian ships. And I think it was it John Glenn who was the first guy that got there? Actually, it was Neil Armstrong. And RDS says, I've heard the astronauts, Buzz Aldrin, a whole bunch of them. She says, yeah, but it was one in particular that Thomas talked about. I forget. Anyway, at any rate, he said, they're here, and they're asking us to leave. I remember reading about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that, too.
So you know the story, but maybe the audience doesn't know that well, but it is vital information, and it is on my interview. I have a three-hour from William Tompkins before he supposedly died. Supposedly died? You never know, right?
Yeah, he supposedly died, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he actually wouldn't die. Not to cut you off, but to...
No, go ahead.
She was supposed to interview him, and she had already interviewed him one time, and he said that he would do another interview, and this was in 2017. It was in 2017. I remember hearing her talking about it. And the day before the interview, he calls her and tells her, don't ever call me again. I don't ever want to talk to you. I don't ever want to see you again.
I wonder what happened.
He was getting ready to check out.
Yeah.
When I say check out, I don't mean die.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, he's done a lot of interviews with Jeff Rentz. There's several of them out there. We could play. So she says, we were supposed to do a second interview. It was supposed to involve, as it happens, before this whole Epstein thing broke, and we were delving into, maybe this is why he said that, we were delving into, because I already knew about the slave ships taking humans, focusing on children and all of that, the whole pedophilia thing, etc., and felt that I had a pretty fair grounding in all that. And what William Tompkins said to me in the first interview is that what you know is not even the tip of the iceberg in that regard.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you've been saying.
I've been saying all the while. You know, listen, this is going to be pretty short, straight to the point. And some people might think it's a gross one I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it. All those, they don't eat. They take them, and they use them for breeding stock. And they take them to certain planets. And people, I guarantee you, this is something I know for a fact. This is something I've been known for years for a fact, that I heard there's like two or three planets that has a human population on it, but I actually think it's more than that. I think it's somewhere between eight to 10 planets that are in our local group that has humans on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's four human, let me correct myself. There's four Earth-like planets and the Tau Ceti star system. I mean, this is probably over some of your heads. Yeah, and you hadn't heard of this, but there's four Earth-like planets in the Tau Ceti star system. The Tau Ceti star system is about 11 light years from here, and 11 light years through a wormhole is somewhere probably under an hour. You know, going through a Einstein-Rosen bridge. And these people, or these kids, you'll never see again. They'll actually grow up and have kids and populate whole planets, populate whole star systems out in space.
That's interesting, because let me read this next part, okay? This is interesting.
Go ahead.
So I think they got scared of what he was going to reveal in the next interview, and he basically called me up the night before the interview, which had been on the charts for 6 months, and said, I can never speak to you again. Please don't ever try to contact me.
Oh, gosh.
And hung up the phone. Exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
So RDS says, the off-planet trade in human beings is something I've run across from many different sources and know of at least 8 million children that are disappearing every year. And we know that humans are disappearing during wars and, of course, refugees. I mean, X number of refugees start out in Africa and half of them reach Europe. Where'd the other half go? So this is clearly a counterintelligence program. Then he says, let me ask you this before we close out the space thing and move on to other topics. I have the impression that at the space level, Russia, China, and the U.S. are bonded at the hip, and they're not at all in competition. They're actually working together. Am I wrong? She said, oh, no, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and that's the truth. Wow. Let me give the official name. The Roscosmos space fleet.
Wow.
Looks exactly, almost exactly like the Imperial Star Cruisers on Star Wars.
Wow.
They're not quite as big. They're not, 2,500 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
They're somewhere in the order of 800-900 feet, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. And, but they look just like them.
That's crazy.
But see, ours, in some respects... We have that triangle shape.
TR-3B.
Not that one. No. This big one's about 500 feet long, about 150 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one that flew over Phoenix back in the 90s.
Yeah, the Phoenix Lights.
That one. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. And it operates, you know, kind of like the TR-3B, more advanced.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's got like 3 or 4 redundant propulsion systems on it.
Wow,
it's really advanced.
Well, we're gonna get back into this. So let's take this short break. I got a lot more that I want to run past you.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays, but you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, welcome back to Clear and There. We'll open the phones up top of the hour, but I'm reading an interview. This is the transcript of an interview of Robert David Steele, former agency. He's interviewing Carrie Cassidy. She's been looking into the truth for quite a while.
Without four-letter words, because you can't listen to them on a YouTube video. Okay, both of those are used. Carrie and Robert David Steele use a lot of four-letter words.
Yeah, that's sad. So yeah. Reading the transcript's better. But she says, she's talking about the Russians and the Chinese and Americans. We're working together. She said, that's correct. I've talked about this. But the bottom line, I just want to say, she says, hear that people I don't think even understand to this day is why humans have begun to basically feed off one another and try to steal the energy from the children, which is what abortion is about, folks. One of the reasons, okay? We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. These older men, primarily males, but apparently there are now females involved in that scene as well. And we're really talking about reptilian DNA mixed with the human genome. So this is where this comes from. And until people realize that, they're never going to solve this issue. You can try to kill as many or put them in jail, but it's not going to solve the problem. Even their children, you know, that they have been abused are going to end up doing the same pattern again. Also, we're fighting with various alien races right now who are continuing to take human slaves off planet. And even with Trump and his incredible effort, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Q, and all of this going into the underground bases, as I said in several interviews lately, Mark Richards talked to me. He and his father were ordered to fly until the Dulce base, that's under the Mesa in Dulce, New Mexico, rescue the humans there. They did so, and less than a week later, the Greys had abducted them again. It's a much more complex story than people realize, and it's not just about closing a bunch of underground bases. We have cultures of reptilians that are a marauding species. They go from planet to planet, they pillage, rape, and take slaves, then trade them with other races, like the mantids, the negative side mantids, and the ant beings. These insectoid beings, which are not talked about much. So it's a bigger story than most realize, and it has everything to do with what we call kundalini energy, orgone, call it what you will, vril. VRIL. All of this is basically the energy that comes from the base of the spine chakra, and goes up through the crown chakra. And this is what children have in plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And that is highly activated. And this is what old people who have not gone into a meditational state and activated their own chakras in their life, they've just gotten older and older. And this is how humans age, basically are sucking their energy off of the young people. This has nothing to do with adrenochrome, does it?
Yes, it is.
This is adrenochrome?
Yeah, it has a lot to do with that. And plus, there's a... You got to realize how we're made, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is happening on a superficial level. It's also happening on a sexual and a much more diabolical level.
Right.
So RDS says, I want to stop you there because my channel, my rules, I want to drive people to buy your book and go to your website. I'm not here to spoon feed them with the whole story. So I'm going to stop you, not out of rudeness, but because I want them to buy your book and go to your website. I have just one more question in the space arena, and then I want to move on to QAnon, JFK, and some other matters. I've been talking to a number of people, two of them recovering Illuminati, and what they're saying is that the reptilians on Earth have essentially given up and are in retreat. Is that false? Casey says, yes. I mean, that's a nice idea, but you have to understand that the reptilians, first of all, there's many species of reptilians, mm-hmm. so you have to define your terms, decide who you're really talking about. And once you do that, then you have to figure out which race you're actually dealing with. There's a specific race called the Reptoids that are reptilian-human hybrids mm-hmm. that are apparently, at least according to Mark Richards, the most diabolical. They have bases underground in Africa. Specifically, he's talked about and probably various places around the globe as well. I can tell you that they're not leaving, and reptilians believe they were here first. So they believe that they own, in essence, they own the Earth. You've said all of this before. Mm-hmm. They've also genetically invaded our species and changed our genome. Mm-hmm. So they're genetic engineers par excellence. I wonder if this is the abomination that causes desolation. You got to wonder. They're known for this, and so this is where you get temples. Why they go into the Middle East and are asking our armies to actually go and destroy the temples. What they're destroying is the evidence of the reptilian invasion on planet Earth, and that was before us. And then humans basically were their slaves. Mm-hmm. So RDS says, let me ask you one last question, then I want to move on because I want people to. Thanks to Obama, Biden, and Hillary Clinton, Libya is now the center of slave trading on the planet. There are huge slave warehouses and slave auctions and so forth in Libya. Has Libya come up in your recent work in relation to off-planet human trading? She answers, well, I will say that Libya has been notorious. I got a psychic message about Libya when I was getting dreams of the future, and this is going back when I was in my 20s. So this was, what, 30 years ago? 40 years ago? So I knew that was going to be a hotspot, a place where you could trace what goes on there and then extend that sort of model out to what's going on in the rest of the world. So I'm not surprised, but I also want to draw your attention to the Ukraine. Because I don't think the real story has come out about why they're in the Ukraine, what's really going on there and why they're so obsessed with it. This gets into the secret space program, probably wraps in Crimea, because we already know there's a lot of very anomalous, things going on in terms of the Earth in Crimea. And Mark has also said that it's basically, the veil is very thin there, and people can actually see the invading species and know what's going on in Crimea. So there's something to do with the Ukraine. Wow. So he says, let me just point out that Benjamin Netanyahu said he has plans for a new Israel in the Ukraine. And she says, right, and that's not an accident. You have to keep in mind, behind Israel are the Anunnaki. And that doesn't mean that all Israelis are reptilian, but it does mean that there's a relationship there. This goes back to Samaria and that invading race. Now, what happened to the Anunnaki is that they're humanoid. So they were, in essence, Palladians, which we are directly related to them. But they are a race of humanoids that were taken over by the Draco and became reptilian-human hybrids, in essence.
Exactly.
So this is a complex story. Right now, if you look at the political situation, you look at what Trump and his team are doing, you're looking at the takedown of the cabal, you have to look at the alien-human relationship that we have on and off planet, because that's the key. That's the absolute key, and unfortunately, I'm the only one talking about it. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it actually goes, it goes deep. And it harkens back, to years of research, for myself and some experience also, some of my own personal experience.
Listen to this. I've not read this before tonight. He asked her about QAnon, and she says, I think QAnon's excellent. It's basically a PR platform for Trump, who's not able to get the mainstream media to honestly portray his mission. What it leads us to is that John F. Kennedy, back in 1962, started Q. It was basically an above-top secret group within the White House that was going to protect him, supposedly, and also deal with these areas that are way above top secret. So he didn't trust his own intelligence community, as you know. So this apparently was what Q started out as. Now, since the death, or so-called death, of John F. Kennedy Jr., what we have is sort of a resurgence, I believe, of this group that he brought forward. I think he was instrumental in creating a mission in which he would basically do payback for the death of his father, for the coup that ultimately changed the whole direction of the United States from that point forward. So we're talking 63 on. Mm-hmm. So QAnon came from JFK. How about that? Or is it JFK Jr.?
JFK Jr. But, speaking of that, he had figured out the whole plan and he was about to take him down.
No. JFK, 62, started Q, and Junior brought it back.
Right.
Gotcha.
And
they've always been tied together.
And he had figured out the whole plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's why
they killed him.
He was fixing to shut it down, fixing to change money, fixing to do all that stuff.
Yep. Yep.
And
he was a true hero.
That's why he had to go.
He was a true hero. Wow.
And just think, Trump's doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
He's doing it on a... It's like he's doing it by himself, but he's not,
So she says, I think Q is very important. I think that they had to be stealthy. I think they have to talk in code, as they do not want to get deciphered, as they do get deciphered. It's not that hard to read, but there's a lot of sort of covert messages that Trump is also giving on stage when he uses certain words on purpose the wrong way, mm-hmm. when he refers to certain things.